What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today highlighting one of my favorite AI tools that I have come across so far, particularly because it is an agentic AI tool. It's a platform that's going to allow you to build your own AI agents in a matter of minutes. They have a ton of templates to use for yourself right out of the box to automate certain tasks in your marketing and business workflows. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today highlighting one of my favorite AI tools that I have come across so far, particularly because it is an agentic AI tool. It's a platform that's going to allow you to build your own AI agents in a matter of minutes. They have a ton of templates to use for yourself right out of the box to automate certain tasks in your marketing and business workflows. This tool is called Lindy.ai, and I've been sitting on this one for a little while, hoping to get in touch with somebody at Lindy.ai to interview on the show. Still working on that, but I couldn't wait any longer to cover this tool for you guys. So I'm going to hop into the dashboard tonight at Lindy.ai, and you guys can sign up for free to experiment and mess around with your Lindys, as they're called, which are essentially automated workflows that can act as agents. And they categorize them as agents, essentially categorizing them by tasks that they perform. So I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's go ahead and just hop into the dashboard right away. This is going to be a pretty video heavy episode. If you're watching along on video, definitely follow along. If not, I'll do my best to describe for anybody who's listening, of course. So I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen here. And I'm just going to do a quick intro to the tool today. I do hope to do a deeper dive on Lindy.ai in an interview episode with somebody from the team in the future, or just a deeper dive on building some of our own Lindys in the future as well. If you're watching along on video now, you're seeing the home screen of the Lindy.ai interface. Pretty easy to navigate, pretty intuitive for anybody who is accustomed to software or tech on a semi-daily basis. And what you're seeing here is actually at the top of the screen, a sample of a bunch of templates that they have for these Lindys. And you're seeing things like a sales category, a support category, meetings. And within each of those categories, you have things. For instance, in the sales category, you have a lead outreach Lindy or a lead enrichment lead generator. For support, you're seeing customer support email responder or website customer support or a support Slack bot. For the meetings category, you have a meeting scheduler, a meeting note taker, meeting prep alert. So you can see that there are these different categories for different types of work that you do throughout the day or tasks that you have to complete, especially administrative tasks that are huge time drains and pull you away from the important work of your business. And that's the point of Lindy.ai, and that's the huge, huge game-changing aspect of these agentic AI tools. They're going to be able to save you so much time to do the important work. And today's episode is just to show you basically the top three templates here that they have. It's a recommended bundle of templates that they call their Personal Assistant Starter Pack. And this gives you kind of an idea of what you can do with the tool. You can group these Lindys together, these automations, these agents, if you will, and they can essentially become a role within your organization, like a personal assistant, for instance, was what they have here. So in this bundle, you have a meeting note taker. The Lindy joins your meetings and summarizes and makes notes and following up with attendees via email and Slack. You have an email triage Lindy that monitors your email inbox and labels incoming emails with the appropriate label, marking things as spam or important or with the appropriate, you know, categorization or putting them in the appropriate folder. You have meeting prep alert Lindy, which does personalized research ahead of your meetings, researching the attendees, making sure that you're prepared with any information that's required prior to the meeting. And these Lindys can accomplish everything that a personal assistant would be able to do for you at a fraction of the cost. Just to give you an idea of what this looks like kind of from the back end, I'm going to click into the meeting note taker. If you work in any sort of automation tools or drag and drop tools like Zapier, it's going to look very similar, essentially a flow chart with different modules that you can manage and maintain here. And what we're seeing here is the meeting note taker. So here you're seeing that flow chart with those different tasks or triggers or events that need to be accomplished for the meeting note taker to do its job. For instance, when a calendar event has started here, it makes sure it's a virtual meeting. If it is, it's going to record that meeting. After that, it'll fetch the correct URL. It's going to email attendees with a recap of the meeting. You're then going to email user notes. and even send a DM in Slack of a meeting summary. And finally, the Lindy is even available to answer follow-up questions for any of the attendees as well. So again, everything a meeting note taker would be able to do at a fraction of the cost and at a fraction of the time. I'm not going to do a deep dive right now on how to drag and drop and build your own Lindys, but definitely hop into lindy.ai. You can get in for free, at least start experimenting and testing out some of these Lindys. Add the personal assistant bundle that they have here for you with the meeting note taker, the email triage, the meeting prep Lindys, just so you get an idea of what just a simple bundle of these automations can do for you as far as saving time. But before we sign off, I just wanted to take a look at all of the other Lindys that they have available in their templates, just so you get an idea of how many different automations and how many agentic workflows that you can use and AI automations that are available in this tool. They have over 100 templates, as they say, for you to use here. And we've talked about the ones that make up the personal assistant, the email triager, and the meeting note taker, but you have so many more. You have sales task Lindys like a lead generator or a podcast follower, lead enrichment, lead outreacher. You have very content-specific things like chatting with YouTube videos. So you can literally chat back and forth with a summary of a YouTube video, essentially, to get any, you know, key learnings out of that video. You can turn podcasts into blog posts. There's a CRM contact assistant that's going to add context automatically to your CRM. You have a new lead qualifier, an influencer outreach. So if you do influencer marketing and you're constantly doing a cold outreach to influencers, you have a Lindy here that can take care of that for you. An AI interviewer, if you have interviews with customers or internal interviews with employees that you need to do on a repetitive basis, you can set up your AI interviewer to take care of those things. And there are just so many options here. So action item for today is definitely to check out lindy.ai. Everybody get in here, check out the pre-built Lindys that they have as far as templates go. But the main powerful feature of Lindy is also the ability to build your own Lindys, to build your own little workflows, your own drag and drop automations to perform your own agentic tasks. And I've been doing some of that within Lindy and experimenting, figuring out how and where agentic AI can swap out digital marketing tasks along with other tools like agent.ai. We'll have to probably do another episode on that one as well. And the opportunities are just super, super endless, very numerous. Of course, if you have any questions or just want to talk about implementing agentic AI, you can always reach out. I'm always happy to talk about agents. You guys know that. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.